I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The death toll of a devastating earthquake in southern Turkey and Syria jumped to more than 7,800 people on Tuesday as rescuers worked against time in harsh winter conditions to dig survivors out of the rubble of collapsed buildings. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Turkish authorities say as many as 17,000 buildings were destroyed and many people were still trapped in them on Tuesday. Criticism is growing over the response to emergency efforts, but rescue workers are also meeting with success. In the city of Diyarbakir, rescue workers saved a 13-year-old buried in a collapsed apartment block. But with the region coming under sub-zero temperatures, hypothermia is a new danger facing the many people believed to be trapped. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Syria's 12-year-old civil war is making it more difficult to bring help to the country, AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The earthquake has piled on more misery in a region that has seen tremendous suffering from the war. Now Syria has called on the United Nations and its members to help with rescue efforts, health services, shelter, and food aid. The U.S. is sending search and rescue teams to Turkey. But on the Syrian side, the quake-affected area is divided between government-controlled territory and the country's last opposition-held enclave, which is surrounded by Russian-backed government forces. I'm Donna Warder.
Opponents of France's controversial pension reform plan sought to keep up the momentum on a third day of protests and strikes, but the numbers taking to the streets were down on the previous week. President Emmanuel Macron's bid to raise the retirement age has sparked immense opposition from unions, with previous protests